Jordy, what's the hardest part about a quick week like this, and do you do anything differently to get your body ready to go earlier?
Not necessarily. I think it's just, I mean, obviously getting the body back is the hardest part, and being prepared to play on short rest. So, but you do the same stuff, at least I have. So, do as much as you can, but you can't overdo it.
Jordy, when you guys are in a situation with the running backs like you are, do you have to say, okay, the passing game, we have to do a little more, or can you not look at it that way?
I mean, we can only do what we're able to do. I mean, we're going to obviously run the plays that Mike calls, and we just got to make the play. And that's what it comes down to, is get back to fundamentals and taking care of the ball and making plays and making the most of the opportunities that we get.
But you don't feel more pressure just because of that to make the most of those opportunities? Right?
No, I mean, I think that's all the same.
I'm trying to think back to Thursday night games on the short weeks. They're usually division foes for you. Does that make a big difference, knowing your opponent pretty well when you have a short week?
I think it's, for the most part, that way. Just, I mean, like you said, it's easier to scout. You play them all the time and you're very familiar with them. So it does make it easier. And, but, I mean, you still got to do your work and prepare and just make sure you're ready to go mentally and physically.
Jordy, we know you beat yourself up after the Sunday night game against the Giants. Did you do it again for the Cowboy game? And how did you get yourself back mentally if you need to?
Been through it, so just get back to work.
Good news was Aaron Rodgers said he wasn't worried about you beating yourself up over a game.
That's good.
You worried about him and all the criticism he's been taking?
I'm not.
Any excitement for the color rush jerseys being all white? It's be weird at Lambeau.
No, not really.
Are you excited about anything this week?
I'm excited to get this game over with. And last long weekend, so. No, I mean, there's a lot that goes into a Thursday game, and obviously, I mean, I'm not worried about what uniform we wear or whatever. It's all part of it and what the NFL wants to do, but excited to get back out on the field and hopefully make some plays and win a game. I mean, that's what we're here to do, and that's what we need to get back to doing.
You got pretty worn out with our questions about your knee. Are you reaching that point with the questions about the offense, or you still got a ways to go?
I mean, it's – I don't know how you want me to answer that. So
just setting up my follow-up question.
Okay, then follow up.
I will. How confident are you that you'll be able to put this behind you guys fairly soon and play like you're capable of?
I mean, it's not just going to happen, so we got to go out and make it happen. It's in practice every day, and then if you practice the way, you know, we are, and it'll eventually transfer over to the game. So, like I said, the game's not that hard. Sometimes we make it look extremely easy. Sometimes we make it look extremely hard, and you just got to go out and execute. That's what it comes down to. Stay to your fundamentals, do what you're supposed to do. Obviously, the key for us is not turning the ball over like we did last week, and we'll be in a situation to win games.
Jordy, you've had great success on opening drives this year, but not as much the other parts of the game. Is there more urgency with the opening drives? Why do you think there's been that disparity in production?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I haven't tried to dissect that or anything. Some of it's the situation you're in, but, yeah, I don't have an answer for you.
Have you had an extra stress or emphasis on the starts of the games? And
I mean, we always do. I mean, we always want to start season fast. We want to start a game fast. I mean, you want to get on top as soon as possible. So, but you also want to finish. So you just try to be consistent. I mean, I think you guys overthink the game more than we do. We legitimately try to score every possession. So it's not like we're, all right, it's third quarter. We can relax a little bit and, you know, not try to do anything. So we're out there trying to do what we can do and do it to the best of our abilities. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Have there been weeks when you guys have had unbelievable practices and then gone out there and things just don't seem to replicate on the field?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. It's a game. Every game is different. Every game has its own scenarios, situations, and you just got to perform. I mean, it's the way it is.
Hey, Jordy, Dave asked you about opening drives. You guys played literally everybody that was active on offense except for Huntley on the opening drive last week. I know this isn't like YMCA youth sports where everybody gets to play, but is there a value to having everybody feel like they have some way to contribute? I mean, can you, or does that not really matter? Is that?
There's definitely value of getting guys on the field. I mean, they're starting to gain experience for something maybe later down the road if we need them for more plays. They get a feel for the game and the speed of the game and being out there with Aaron and everyone. And so, there's value in maybe keeping us fresh towards the end. I mean, there's different things, but I think for the most part, they're just trying to get everyone to feel everyone in here can play. Everyone has their own skill set, and they're trying to maximize that.
Jordy, Jason asked Aaron yesterday about it. It's basically become a cottage industry to try to figure out what's wrong with Aaron Rodgers. Do you sense that he is more introspective or handles it differently when he has to try to figure out why maybe he hasn't played?
That is a question for him. I'm not going to do what you guys are doing. So.
But to you, does he seem any different than he would after a good game versus a bad game? Does he notice a difference in him? Puts any extra pressure on himself or anything?
I don't think he puts more pressure on himself. I think everyone here after a bad game isn't, you know, as happy as you normally are. But, I mean, as far as I can tell, he prepares the same. He works the same. I mean, his intensity and practice is the same. So,
Jordy, what did you think when you saw the Big Five at the game last week? And how do you feel about kind of bringing that back on
him? Just, again, opportunities for guys to get on the field. It's obviously the situation we're in with running back that there might be more of it, but it's just one of those things that guys have shown they can make plays, and so they're earning the right to be on the field, and they just got to continue to show that they can do that, and everything will grow from there.
Is that what it comes down to, though, is, you know, 4 and 5, they have to prove that
if coaches don't think you can do it, then, I mean, we're not just going to put you out there to put you out there. So, but yeah, everyone's done well in practice, and we'll just continue to build on everything, to be honest with you.
Jordan Randall, when the team's flood coverage, like the last two teams have done, 7, 8 guys sometimes in coverage. What is the secondary responsibility for you guys? I mean, what is the key to beating that if, with all those guys back there, your first routes are taken away? What is the onus on the receivers when there are so many guys in coverage?
Someone's just second reaction. I mean, obviously, like you said, the first thing we're doing is running our route the way we're supposed to run it. And then if they're dropping a bunch and Aaron's getting a bunch of time and he's going to move in the pocket, then we got to do our second reaction and turn into scramble drill. So find the holes. Usually if it's that way, a lot of it's going to be zone. So just find the open area and, you know, try to get in his vision and make a play.